I have listened to 15 years of Pastor Ruick's sermons. You don't know where this is going. On more than one occasion, I've told him that in my very humble opinion, his best sermons are preached when he's sick, tired, or sick and tired. And I don't say this to be mean, but to reveal something that's true in my own heart and life as well. When I feel good, I have much less need for complete and total rescue. But when I'm at the end of my rope and I'm scared and I'm sick and words have failed, help has to come from the outside. So today we're celebrating Jesus' transfiguration in word and song, and this event was, no pun intended, a mountaintop experience for the disciples. Jesus is shown to be the fulfillment of both the law and the prophets, but his ultimate glory is shown down the mountain as he shared your sick, tired human frame, living your life, dying your death, and rising to life again. You're going to hear this over and over in the music and the readings that form our service today. Now, if you've been to a hymn festival before, you know that often there are commentaries between pieces that dig into the text. But today, we're going to just let brevity be a gift. The readings and hymns for Transfiguration will become our mini sermons to our gathered community. And the greatest gift that you have to offer those down the pew and across the aisle, it's actually not your beautiful music, but your own need for the gospel message in which you sing. Your need is met again and again with the compassionate light of Jesus that shines through the cracked, broken pots around you. When we're sick, tired, or sick and tired, at the end of all the striving, speaking, and singing, we find not a force, but a face. We spend a lot of time using these metaphors and images in our hymns and music to describe God's actions, but ultimately the metaphor became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. This crucified and risen Lord is present here today in our singing, speaking, and living by his Holy Spirit. So whether you're sick and tired or well-fed and comfortable, rejoice today in the God who opens your ears and your lips to hear and proclaim his praise. And remember, that person down the pew and across the aisle needs to hear what you have to sing to them, and you need to hear what they have to sing to you. We're beggars singing to other beggars where to find bread. Let us, if we dare to speak, join the saints and angels praising. Alleluia. Let us pray. Holy God, mighty and immortal, you are beyond our knowing, yet we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Transform us into the likeness of your Son, who shared our humanity so that we may share in his divinity, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.